Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, I kind of enjoyed the respite from the heat a little while.
A little bit of a reprieve, yes. for sure. So there were a couple days there that were definitely nice. I'm told that it's coming back again, though, and so we will deal with that. But I will tell you, I try not to complain because I know in 3 or 4 months what it looks like. So,
yeah,
the real estate market is still red hot, like the weather has been out there. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, there were a few. We always talk about setting your thermostat, not too 85, but mm-hmm. maybe to 78. Because when you show a house where the thermostat has been turned off like it was last week.
Oh, probably 85 in there.
80, oh, worse. Yeah.
90.
And the buyers do not like to spend a lot of time in there. Generally, they do not buy those properties.
Yeah.
So we definitely had a few of those. And shout out to all our HVAC professionals who were on extra duty for some of our tenants and our sellers out there last week. We definitely had some people pull some miracles out of a hat there.
Yes.
Well, before we get into all of our local stats and stories, we'd like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story, and this one coming out of robreport.com. And McKay, there's a new building in a New York City nomad neighborhood.
Okay.
And that is the neighborhood that is close by, like, the Empire State Building. And can you imagine what it would cost to have your bed face 10-foot-high windows that looked directly out to the Empire State Building for 3,000 square feet?
The monthly?
No, I'm just at the price I'm going to tell you for this 3,000 square foot condo.
$10 million.
Dang, you've been listening, McKay. Not bad. First look on this is $13.8 million condo.
Wow.
Four bedroom, four bath. The building is a newer building, and it's absolutely stunning. I mean, the pictures in there showing that, you know, basically the drapes come up. You're staring right at the Empire State Building. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then the amenities, it does not say what the HOA dues are. I think it's one of those things that if you have to ask, you shouldn't be talking about it.
Yes.
Yeah, because some of the pictures of the, they also have a 14-seat private dining room in case the one in your condo's not good enough.
Wow.
Wood paneled kitchen, conference room available, card room, reading room, gym, and Pilates, and sports and billiards lounge with a golf simulator. Those are the building freaking amenities. Like, don't have to go anywhere. Just go downstairs, and I think you have everything handled. So that is our crazy celebrity real estate story. But then we always have to bring it back to a little bit of reality here in the Tri-Cities market. And I tell you what's happening in the Tri-Cities market, I have been waiting for a while and is super, super exciting for a lot of our buyers out there. And I think for the market in general. And that is our inventory situation. So our inventory situation, we are now up to over 600 homes on the market.
That's good.
Which you've heard me say over the course of the last 8-9 months, we got down at one point as low as like 275, which was just absolutely crazy because we were selling more than that per month. So having 618 homes on the market gives buyers a chance to get in there, take a look at things, and, you know, maybe have even a chance to catch a breath before there's 9 offers on a property.
Yeah.
Now, just, and a lot of people, it's interesting, a lot of people hear that and they're like, oh my gosh, there's a correction, it's coming, it's crazy. Well, correction, I think people, when they say that word, they like to think of it as a drop or a decline. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, I call that a shifting market, where we're going from an extreme frenzy back to just like, okay, now it's still just a really good seller's market. And we'll probably be that way until we're at 800 or 900 homes on the market, which we'll start to say, well, now it's kind of slightly a seller's market. And then when mm-hmm. If we ever get back to 1,200, 1,300 homes on the market, a balanced market. So, you know, we're 50% away from even being what would likely be considered closer to a balanced market. And just for like historical perspective, 618 homes on the market, we would have to go back to October of 2019 before we got that. That was the last time that we saw 600 homes on the market. Now, and then back then, in 2019, we were looking at an average sold price of only $301,000, which last month was 493, you know, in Tri-Cities, and still with that limited inventory. So then when we look at that, well, what's the next what's the next milestone there that we would have to get to? Well, if we wanted to then get to say 700 homes active on the market, I have to go all the way back in our historical data to September of 2017.
Wow.
So that's the last time that we saw 700 active homes on the market. And the last normal market that was balanced.
Balanced, yeah.
2000. I looked up the data because while I was doing the research for the show, McKay, I was like, I'm just going to double check this. The last time that it was in that 1200 range was 2013, almost 10 years ago, you know, nine basically years ago. So it'll be really interesting to see what that looks like. It's more of a shifting market. And that number, in my perspective, for good balance between buyers and sellers, that's a fine number for us to have. Like, I wouldn't even be at that point freaking out. Like I'm waiting for that. I mean, we end up selling, you know, a lot more homes, you know, in that situation. Price appreciation is a little bit more of a sustainable increase. And so, yeah, so for me, that's like not a correction. That's not a downfall, a lowering of prices. And so we're keeping an eye on that, but I will tell you, it feels really, really good. And we have been selling a lot of homes to buyers who are back in the market that were previously outside of the market because of so many multiple offers. So it's really, really good to take a look at that. Now, even with that being said, what I was talking about last week a little bit when we did our boat race show, and then a little bit of a continuation of that theme, is just really looking at remodeling. That is still a very low inventory market. And when that happens, a lot of people shift their focus to remodeling. Mm-hmm. If you look from 2020, 21, the data is, you know, well north of $400 billion in the U.S. in remodeling.
And we did some.
And we've talked about on the show a little bit different slant than we've talked about things on the past is NAR, the National Association of Realtors, went out and they did what they call a remodeling impact report. And one of the things that we've done on the show before is we've looked at the actual remodeling industry's best return on the money report. This one's a little bit different because one of the things that we start to see happen, and this is why I'm getting this question a lot, especially over the course of the last month, is as inventory starts to come back a little bit, consumers start to say, what kind of upgrades or repairs should I be making, Lance? Or they start to say like, hey, it's been 2 or 3 weeks and my house hasn't sold. And I'm used to, all my neighbors told me as soon as I put the house on the market, it was going to sell. Well, 2 to 3 weeks is not really the time, you know, in the past, that hasn't really been the time to hit the panic button.
No.
But when we used to have 80, 90 days on the market as an average days on the market. But from recent history over the course of the last 3 years, I'm getting a lot of those calls where people are like, man, it didn't sell in the first week. What kind of upgrades do I need to be looking at? Or people saying to me, you know, even better, like, hey, Lance, I see inventory starting to go up. If it gets to 1,000 homes on the market, I'm thinking about selling in a year, year and a half, 2 years. What can I do that I'm going to actually get some enjoyment out of, but makes a difference when we go to sell? And so what's cool about this recent report is they actually did what they call a joy index. And that's joy, and that's how much joy do you get as the consumer out of the remodeling project that you're looking at. And then we also look at some of the cost recoup on that.
I'd say our joy factor was pegged because we tore out carpet and put in this really nice kind of very dark gray, blackish laminate flooring, you know, the kind that they're putting in
the
everywhere.
LVP, like
the LVP. Like, yeah. And the place is so much cleaner now.
So let me give you, McKay, the top remodel reasons, and then you can tell me where you fall in this spectrum. So the top remodel reasons, 1, 2, and 3 here. Number one, 30% state it is to replace worn out materials. Number one reason for remodeling.
That was partly.
Number two is to add features and improve livability. And then the third is it's just time for a change at 16%. Those are the top three reasons. And so you feel like you were in category one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were just like
worn out and to make the place easier to keep clean.
Love it. So,
because we have four dogs.
You totally hit it.
Replace. Dogs don't have accidents on, what do they call that? LVP?
LVP, luxury vinyl plank.
There's carpet. I can just.
100%. Yeah. No, yeah. It's one of our biggest, it's one of our biggest tips that we use with a lot of our landlords that do rent. And stuff also. Man, LVP has really kind of changed the game for flooring and rental units because you're not replacing carpet every time or re-shampooing or trying to get stains out. It makes it so much easier if there's a turn factor on that. So yeah, McKay, you're falling right into this study of the top three remodel reasons. So one of the first ones that they came up with, and it was interesting to see what was how often this was brought up, and we see this a lot in Tri-Cities and a lot in older homes. And the first one that they did was hardwood flooring refinish. And I tell you what, we have a lot of older homes in Richland and Kennewick and stuff, and you will go into these homes and you will pull up the carpet and you will find these gorgeous hardwood floors, like old growth timber hardwood floors that are just incredible in some of these homes. So when you look at that, the top two reasons for doing that was exactly the exact same reason McKay redid the floors. 100% of the respondents said that they have a greater desire to be at home since completing the project. So yes. It feels better being inside that. We talked about what are consumers going to think when they see that. This got a joy score of 10 on the survey and cost recovery of 147%. General cost of refinish nationwide, $3,400. Realtor cost recovered estimate, $5,000. So 147% on the hardwood flooring refinish. Percentage of realtors that recommend this before selling, 22% of realtors. So you get a number. Now, I believe that this study is going to change over the course of the next 2 to 3 years. And I think you're going to see that percentage of recommendations from realtors go up. So when this was done earlier in the year, we were still in very, very low inventory, very, very low interest rate environments. what was happening is a lot of realtors weren't making the suggestion to do some of that because things were selling anyways, right? Mm-hmm. Like it didn't matter. Like you don't have any choices.
Yeah.
I've got, it's like you can have, you know, like Henry Ford always said, you can have a black Model T or you can have a black Model T.
Yeah.
You know, back in, you know, December and January, we were saying like, well, you could have this 3-bedroom, 2-bath house or, oh, wait, that is actually the only one that you can have right now. And so as that happens, I think we're going to see realtor recommendations go change in that environment. Now, number two that I'm going to come out with, and this is actually this one surprised me a little bit. And I've had this come up over the course of the last year, especially as people started to come out of COVID and we're doing big projects. And that is basement conversion to living area. People were looking for more space. So they went into their basements that weren't quite done or weren't quite finished. And they ended up cheap square footage, right? Because you already have it. It's under the roof. And so they finished those off. Now, here's what's interesting. Only 83%, the last that we talked about, the hardwood floor refinish, 100% had greater desire to be home. Joy score on this one, not 10, only 9.7. And only 58% reported having an increased sense of enjoyment when they are home. So when you look at that, not nearly as compelling as far as redoing if you're going to sell. Also, average cost of that $57,000, only recouping $49,000 on the open market with real estate agents. So when you look at that, 86% on a project like this versus a simple floor refinishing of 147%, this would be one where unless you had a very, very specific need, we would look at it and say, you might not want to do that before you sell the property.
Yeah.
And so that's one reason why we're always going through these and kind of looking at what the situation is there. When we come back from our first break, I'm going to give you the number one realtor recommended interior project.
Ooh.
Also with the highest joy score and satisfaction ratings when we come back after the break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about the remodeling impact report. So many people are coming to us now and saying, hey, Lance, I think the market's going to shift a little bit. I think there's going to be more inventory. So we used to not worry about what we did. But hey, we kind of are thinking now we're not sure if we're going to move in a year and a half. We want to do some projects. What are going to give us that return? And then what do people also find? Give people that joyful feeling inside the house. So a little different take on these reports is we actually have a joy factor that survey respondents have come back and given in conjunction with some cost information from this. So before I do get to that, though, we talked about a little bit more inventory, and that is gives people options that they haven't seen in the market in a while, and I've got some great new ones for you. Pick number one. This is an absolute estate-type property, 27804 South 887 PRSE in Kennewick. And this is
private road southeast.
Private road southeast, and this is 3,300 square foot Rambler. So a lot of people try to find that. This is a setup with a amazing shop. I'll get to that. And it can be a multi-generational type layout. 4-bedroom, 3-baths on 1.24 acres in Badger Canyon. So this just absolutely, so what you get is you have, and one reason it could be with that multi-generational living is it's perfect because you've got a huge primary suite in the main house, has his and her closets, access to the patio, private bath with jetted tub and shower. Secondary master suite has its own entrance off of the garage or via a private slider into its own separately fenced yard space for privacy. And then, I mean, and then we can start to talk a little bit about the shop. I mean, I could go on and on, but a 60 by 40 shop, 400 amp service, three bays with a almost 40 by 17 flexed room that has a ductless heating and cooling in it.
Ooh.
Tongue and groove wood, LVP floors, perfect space. It can be a craft room, rec room, media room, newer HVAC, Connecticut water system, three-car garage. I mean, every single thing in this property. And that's coming in at $849,900.
Wow.
And so when you look at it, if you do multi-generational living, you've got two families in there for that price point with some land, with plenty of place for cars and shop. Anyway, fantastic property to check out. Pick number two, I'm going to take you to West Richland. This is a move-in ready, four-bedroom, three-bath with a den, 1968 square feet, tile entryway, den office with glass French doors, big dining room. We talked about the LVP, the laminate floors throughout the kitchen, dining room, and hallway. Granite tile counters, stainless steel appliances, great, great property, mature landscaping, fully fenced yard, and that's coming in at $439,900. Then pick number three, here's one in Pasco, 5002 Kennedy. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath in the Village of Pasco Heights, 1762 square feet. Once again, beautiful LVP wood flooring throughout, raised vaulted ceilings, open great room concept, big roomy secondary bedrooms, also fully fenced, low-maintenance backyard with a fire pit and covered patio, and that's at $425,000. Hard to find in that price point now. So well below that average price point for Tri-Cities, and great, great property. Well, before the break, I came in there a little bit and said, what is the interior remodeling project most recommended by real estate agents and with a very, very high joy factor that we've been talking about? And that comes in as painting the entire interior of the home. That is, McKay talked about it a little bit. He did it on his property. Joy score on that is a 10. 88% people have a greater desire to be home when doing that. And then look at this. 48% of realtors recommend that before selling. And so it's just one of those things. It brightens things up. It shows that the owner has attention to detail, the maintenance of the property. A freshly painted interior home, especially if it's had some love, we will say, and wear and tear over the years, it's the fastest way to get your money back out of that. And when you look at that, cost wise, you know, generally that project is generally recouping about 133% of the investment. And if it's really bad before you do it, sometimes even more than that. And this is one of those things moving forward as we get increased inventory, people are going to pay attention to that. And if it's not the entire house interior, the second best in that situation is painting one interior room. Why did that make the list, you say? Like, why is that even on there? Why do almost 40% of realtors recommend that? It's because, and we've all done it, I've done it myself, and I had to change it when it came time to sell.
Mm-hmm.
We've let our freaking kids pick the color of their room, or we've done a themed room. And
true,
so it's,
story.
It's Pink Princess.
When the daughters were sharing, three older daughters sharing a room, black and navy blue with all sorts of really cool Chinese and Asian characters. Then when oldest moved out, the other two did pink, orange, yellow, blue, and green pastels.
Yes.
Then we repainted it normal colors for our youngest.
This absolutely is why this is on the list. That's a prime example. McKay, I couldn't have scripted you better for today's show. You've done so much of this, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And when it comes time to resell, it's amazing. I mean, when you look at maybe, you know, that's a project that a homeowner can take on easily themselves. It's a great project. A handyman can come do it and knock knock it out in, you know, a couple hours. But that is going to recoup massive amounts of, you know, of interior appeal to consumers that are walking through. Because I've shown couples houses before, and literally that can be the difference between two houses. If they're yes. like, well, did you really like the one with the orange room? And I mean, just the context of how people start referring to the house can give it a negative connotation when a buyer's looking at three or four houses throughout the day. So something to consider and look at then. Now, very, very interesting, coming out of the pandemic, one of the big things that we saw, and 40% of realtors reported an increased demand of this during the pandemic, and that is adding or upgrading a home office. If something was staged, you know, as a home office, or a nook was created that allowed people additional workspace, the joy score on that was a 10. And with so many people working remotely, 91% said they had a greater desire to be home since completing the project. That's really high. 91% of the respondents had that down there. So really, really interesting to look at not only what is going to provide you joy throughout that process versus what type of cost recovery am I going to get. Now, it should be no surprise to you, McKay, that we just talked a lot about interior spaces where people spend a lot of time.
Yes.
I have to tell you that if we shift and talk briefly about exterior remodeling projects, the joy factor goes way down.
Oh, okay.
People are not as excited about steel and fiberglass doors as they are about a new home office or a new kitchen.
See, confusing the joy factor with boosting resale value, where you talk about painting the front door.
Yes, yes, yes. And so when you look at that, as far as cost recovery, roofing, garage doors, and front doors have the highest return on there. Front doors over being almost 135%, roofing and garage doors being at 100% cost recovery. Now, the big thing there is that not only, especially roofing, kind of falls into one of those categories where it's almost a one-to-one, but many times it's necessary to get the deal done. For instance, you know, if it gets called out that the roof has, say, less than 5 years, so you can't get a five-year certification on it, the appraiser's going to see that and then notate the value of the property being potentially less or not being at market value unless there's a new roof. So kind of like a subject to. But many, many times dollars in for those new roofs are almost one-to-one exact 100% cost recovery on dollars out. And then garage doors are the same. I will caution you, however, though, that especially over the course of the last 12 to 14 months, getting a garage door or the one you need has been challenging. We have had a number of closings,
supply issues,
that have closed without a garage door. Now, the next thing that comes, you know, that starts to come on that list, which is really, really interesting, and people talk about it a lot, and a lot of times it comes down to energy consumption, and I'd be remiss without mentioning it here on the show, but new windows, new vinyl windows. And so when you look at that, and the cost has gone up nationally, if you look at the average for average size house, all new vinyl windows, that cost being about $30,000. However, energy savings are one thing, but the consumer satisfaction with that is way, way lower. We did a number that were 91 to 95%. Only 71% say there's a greater desire to be home since completing the window project. So it looks nice. You drive up, it looks nice. Your energy bill's less. But as far as the actual joy factor with that project, not high on the consumer list. So that's one thing that you would want to consider, too, if you looked at that. And cost recovery there only being about 67%, which is surprising. But when you look at it, it's not one of those big ticket, emotional type items. It's functional.
Yeah.
But people tend to not notice that as much. And so that's one of those things to consider when you're looking at what am I going to replace before I get this thing on the market.
Functional and emotional don't always go together in real estate, do they?
They do not. And so it was really cool to look at a survey that put all of that together and then kind of put our spin on it. This is what we do. These are some of the biggest types of consultations that we do is when people are like, I'm getting ready to sell. What do I need to do? Go to kenmoreteam.com. You can put in a request to have a meeting like that with us. If you're thinking about selling, want some ideas on how to maximize that value, we would love to be a part of that process early so we can hopefully save you from making some potential mistakes on some things where you might not have to do that to get it sold. And worse, you might not get all your money back out of it depending upon your time frame. So we would love to be a part of that. Like I said, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, and we will be out doing tons of these appointments this weekend and over the course of the next week as people kind of come into a big fall selling season, as people kind of say like, oh man, before the weather starts to change and we get into winter, we want to look at getting a house sold and on the market. We get really, really busy. September, October, November are some of our biggest months. So
nobody likes moving in the snow.
Yeah, so if you want to be prepped for that type of situation, give us a ring and we will get you on the list to get out there. Otherwise, we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.